Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber. Fierce and fearless.
Ivy just asked me before the break who I think is winning this grudge match back and forth on the debate over the southern border and the government shutdown and such. And right now, I think it's a draw. Although I think with the president going to the southern border and the Democrats having such a bad visual following his speech from the Oval Office a couple of nights ago, it may have moved just slightly in favor of the president, but I don't see any escape from this except declaring a national emergency. Maybe I'm wrong, but let's get the input of Adam Carrington, assistant professor of politics at Hillsdale College. We'll get him on the record. Professor, welcome back.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me again.
So my point of view is, in order to get out of this, both sides are so entrenched and dug their heels in so deeply and refusing to move, and the Republicans appear to be unified, the Democrats appear to be unified. The only way you get out of it is declare a national emergency so that Trump can say, they wouldn't let me do this and I have to protect America. And the Democrats can say, he's insane and we wouldn't work with him and he did it anyway type thing, right? And then it'll end up being in the courts. Maybe I'm wrong, Professor, but how do you see it?
I think that if things continue as they're going now, I think you're right that things are entrenched and neither side seems to be budging. And I think as far as in a world with no constraints, that might be a good way for both sides to save face, because I think you're pointing out that to some degree neither side can lose respectability with their base. There are, I think, some constitutional questions. I think conservatives were rightly mad when Obama said, well, the other side's unreasonable. I'm just going to do what needs done. I think we need to be careful with President Trump, even if he's pursuing much better goals, that we don't set up a precedent for when a future Democrat who's much more left than maybe even Obama gets in power. But
well I certainly don't have any illusion
who saves face. Yeah.
And I agree with you, Professor. I think that's exactly it. It's saving political face is what it is. And I don't believe for a second that it wouldn't take about 38 seconds for a court to come in, probably from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, to say, you can't do that and shut it down. But it still gives Trump the cover of saying, listen, I tried to do it. I have the right to do it in some places. And, you know, now the Democrats are throwing out nonsense like eminent domain and this and that. Well, listen, there's always been a border. It's been there since, I think, 1837, that particular border. And it hasn't changed since that time, not dramatically. And so this notion that somehow eminent domain is not going to prevent us from protecting the country, also a bad argument. The fact that they try to say it's a manufactured crisis, when you can go back and look at Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, all of those presidents addressed the nation from the Oval Office concerning illegal aliens and illegal immigration into this country. It's not new.
No, and it just shows that at some point, if this isn't the moment, then at some point we're going to have to get a deeper resolution to the divide between the two sides. And the American people really through elections, I think, ultimately are going to have to definitively tell one party they're wrong and the other party they're right. And I think that what this crisis is showing is that both sides need to continue to make their case, and President Trump needs to continue to make his case for the need for borders, the need for security, and try to continue to sway the American people on it, not to, even if this ends up being a place where they can't come to a conclusion this particular instance.
Right. You know, the with us is Adam Carrington, professor of politics, Hillsdale College. The incredibly foolish comments that I hear from the left are things like, well, you know, we get heroin that comes in from legal ports of entry. Well, does that make it okay that the illegal heroin that comes across the southern border and kills Americans, is that okay? Well, they only caught six terrorists in the last year. I mean, what's your number? Is five the acceptable number? Is 10 the acceptable? I mean, how many terrorists is it okay to have come over the border? To me, arguments are spacious, totally.
And if I was a Republican strategist, and I'm definitely not, I would certainly push to turn that around and say, if anything, that means that more needs to be done on the immigration issue beyond just what we're suggesting, that really what the Democrats are doing is showing that the problem is even more expansive and needs an even broader point of being addressed. So yes, maybe securing the border isn't the only question that doesn't make it not a question that's worth addressing. Americans need to do.
Republicans have always lagged, Professor, when it comes to getting your message out. They can't find their way to Madison Avenue and get a good PR firm, apparently, and get the advertising done properly. Because the other thing is the president has offered 50,000 new beds to accommodate those that are jammed up at the border, health care to the tune of $800 million a year to make sure that those that come to the border and are sick or infirm have some way to get themselves back on their feet. These are things the Democrats are not even paying attention to and the Republicans either. I mean, the Republicans aren't pointing it out either, and that's frustrating to me. Your thoughts?
And I think that it continues, I think you're right to say, a long-term trend. And I think the president was wise to call it both a humanitarian and a security crisis as a way of showing that there's more to his issue than how the Democrats caricature it. But I think you're right. You don't know a message unless it's got out. And I think that's a problem that you would think the president has been able to overcome with the way he's able to tweet, the way he's able to connect with the American people. But the signs so far are that there is a messaging problem. And I think
always
that's
has
going
been.
To be really important as the crisis deepens.
Always has been a messaging problem. You look back to Harry Reid. Harry Reid never had trouble getting his message out. You look at the last 24 hours, manufactured crisis. You know, and so the Democrats get their hymnal passed around and they all sing from it. The Republicans... Well, they act like a bunch of cats trying to get herded somewhere. I'll give you the last word.
I think there's a lot to that. I think that one thing I respect is that I think the Republican Party seems like a bigger tent right now, but that also means that it's a harder tent to corral. And I think that this is a moment where they really need to ask what unifies them and what does not. And that's going to be a big test going forward for the strength of the party.
I think both parties are being tested right now. I think you're exactly right. Professor Adam Carrington from Hillsdale College, professor of politics. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It is 52 after. The Common Sense Hotline jacked up right now. 888-900-9966. We'll grab a couple of those calls as we head toward hour number two here on the Steve Gruber Show. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.